USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are continuing to make their case to convict President Trump in the Senate. House impeachment manager Joaquin Castro accusing the former president of repeatedly lying about the results of the presidential election. As far as how the former president's team thinks things are going, Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller says,
"Well, John, I think very similar to the very first impeachment, we saw the Democrats fired off everything good that they had during the first day, and then their arguments really fell apart in the second and third days of their respective trials."
Miller's comments courtesy of Fox News. The NBA is ordering all teams to play the national anthem before games. The controversy erupted this week when it was revealed that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban ordered that the Star Spangled Banner be banned. It flew under the radar because there are no fans in the stands. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The CDC director is continuing to urge folks to wear masks despite dropping COVID-19 numbers.
Masks offer two kinds of protection. When I wear a mask, it protects you and it protects me. But to get the most protection possible, we all have to wear them.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky also says there's now clear information that shows coronavirus case spread dropped after mask mandates were instituted by states across the country. President Biden is calling for an immediate return to democracy in Burma after a military coup has overtaken the democratic government. He says the military there must respect the will of the people.
The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
The president announcing another executive order. This one imposes sanctions on military leaders in the country. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House is defending the goal set to reopen schools in the first 100 days of the Biden administration. Jen Psaki saying the administration's goal is to have in-person teaching at least one day a week. Worth noting, 100 days does take us into the middle of May. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel saying we need to get children back into school safely to help their mental health.
We just heard from the Centers for Disease Control that there's a 31% increase in urgent mental health visits going on among our children, and that's just what's reported. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of depression and anxiety and kids not feeling like themselves. And Jen Psaki means well, maybe, but she's no physician and no expert in early childhood development. This is a disaster.
Former President Donald Trump will not be permitted back on Twitter even if he runs again for office and wins, according to the company's chief financial officer. Asked during an interview on CNBC, CFO Ned Segal clarifies that the former president's ban is permanent.
When you're removed from the platform, you're removed from the platform, whether you're a commentator, you're a CFO, or you are a former or current public official. And so, remember, our policies are designed to make sure that people are not inciting violence, and if anybody does that, we have to remove them from the service, and our policies don't allow people to come back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.